Watch Radio, representing East Coast Live. Greg Dio, real, out of New York. Ready, around the right. We are representing East Coast. Best pizza in the world. And best bagels, yeah. But I'll tell you what. Nextcrusade.com is the website. Go on the left there. Click on the chat room. We got a new chat room set up. Go in there and join folks. We're live. People listening on the podcast or MP3 format. Just so you know, every week, Saturday, 11 p.m. Eastern time, we are live. You can join us. You know, we broadcast live, and then we archive the show, so you can listen next day if it's up too late for you. Some of you in the Midwest or California, it's different time zones, so you can join us. But we're up here pretty late, from 11 to 12, so we bless God for that. David, you on the line?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Rich?
Brother David Eales, and his website is americaslastdays.com, right?
That'll do, yes, sir.
And, is there another one, too, now?
Or? Well, unleavenedbreadministries.org.
Okay, so there's multiple ways getting to David's website, multiple teachings, very balanced, in-depth, dug into the Word and the Rhema, unleashing of Rhema Word to build faith, because you can't really gain faith without the revelation, unlocking of God's secrets. And that's the key to building faith, folks. A lot of people say, well, you know, faith cometh by hearing, but it's the Rhema Word that we're looking to hear. And Brother David, over the years, has helped me tremendously on digging in and gleaming the Word. So I praise the Lord for his ministry. And David, as always, as you know, we usually turn the half hour over to you.
Great. I appreciate that.
Amen.
God bless you. I had a very interesting revelation came to me here recently that helped me to understand some things that are coming. I'm sure most of you know that God has prepared this earth for the end times. Mm-hmm. He's prepared this earth to be judged for the end times. You can look around the world and you can see these places like, oh, the West Coast, you know, California. He seems to be gathering some people there in order to crack it off and drop it in the ocean. You know, the East Coast has been prepared too for a judgment. You know, I think God is like mankind in a way. Mankind's never made a weapon that they haven't ended up using. And God's created some weapons here for the end time judgments. And they're going to be used. You know, the Gulf Coast, obviously, is right in the path of an awful lot of hurricanes, as we saw recently, you know, with Katrina in New Orleans was a favorite place for a knockout punch here on a big sin city. And, you know, the Mississippi River Valley is another place, you know, the New Madrid Fault and the Great Lakes dumping out. I'm not getting into all this. I'm just pointing out that God has prepared the earth to bring judgments. And there is a great judgment the Bible speaks about when Babylon falls. Let me read to you Isaiah 13:1. It says, "The burden of Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amoz did see." And a lot of people are beginning to realize that Babylon represents the United States because of the symbolism that's used. It's God called Babylon the Great Eagle in Ezekiel 17. And in Daniel chapter 2 and 3, he likens it to the head of the image of the beast, which is made up of all nations underneath it. And, of course, this can only describe one nation on earth today, and so does Revelation 17 and 18. But let me read a little bit more of this text here. It says in verse 9, it says, "Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel, with wrath and fierce anger, to make the land a desolation and to destroy the sinners thereof out of it. For the stars of the heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light, and the sun shall be darkened in its going forth, and the moon shall not cause its light to shine." Notice that God connects the fall of Babylon with the sun, the moon, and the stars darkening. And he goes on to say, "I will punish the world for their evil and the wicked for their iniquity, and I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease." A little bit further down, he says, "I will make the heavens to tremble, and the earth shall be shaken out of its place in the wrath of the Lord." Well, have you ever wondered how the sun and the moon and the stars could be darkened when Babylon falls? What kind of a judgment is going to fall on Babylon that would cause this, you know? Well, we know that probably nuclear weapons on the cities would cause an awful lot of ash and to go up into the atmosphere and block the light. That's obvious. Also, these nuclear explosions suddenly being set off all over the Earth could release stressed plates, which would cause earthquakes and volcanoes to go off and do the same thing. Also, people have thought about Yellowstone supervolcano going off, which would put a tremendous amount of ash up into the air. I personally think it's going to go off around 2010, but it may go off again at this particular time we're talking about. But let me point out something to you that in Dimitri Dudeman's testimony, he said an angel showed him how that the sin cities in America would be nuked. And then he was told that America will burn. And he asked, how will America burn? It's so powerful. And the angel told him that the Russian spies have discovered where the most powerful nuclear missiles are in America, and it will start with the world calling for peace, peace. Then there will be an internal revolution in America started by the communists. The government will be busy with internal problems, and then from the oceans, Russia, Cuba, China, Nicaragua, so-and-so, a bunch of nations. And he goes on to say the Russians will bombard the nuclear missile silos in America, and America will burn. Well, America burning, that's an awful large area that we're talking about burning here, even if you did knock out all the nuclear missile silos. But so let me point something out to you. In Dimitri's revelation called The Mountain, an angel came to him and said, come with me, and I'm going to show you what it will be like when America burns. And he took me down to the backyard of a pastor's house, and all around the trees, the houses were exploding. Fire was erupting from the ground. Now, I found out how this could happen. And it also said that the natural gas pipes exploded. And he said, this is what it will be like when America burns. You know, the only way a natural gas line, a main line, can explode is if it loses pressure. As long as it's got pressure, it can't explode. Okay? It has to lose its pressure in order to do that. So I thought about this. I began to think, now how in the world can this happen? So I discovered something else. That what could bombarding the missile silos or nuclear bomb facilities have to do with fire erupting from underground and setting off these gas pipelines? Well, it could be done with nuclear bombs, missiles, which could set off the Hugoton Panhandle Natural Gas Reserve, which is under most of America. Now, this is the facts, okay? Listen to what I'm going to say. In most cases, it's very deep underground. In a few cases, it's very close to the surface, as it is a few miles north of Pantex, which is just outside Amarillo, Texas, where it's only 50 feet below the surface. Pantex is where America stores its larger nuclear weapons. This would certainly be a strategic bombing target for any enemy that comes against America. And I'm going to tell you, the whole world's going to be allied against America once she goes down, folks. The Ten Kings are going to burn her with fire. If this gas range is breached by a nuclear weapon, oxygen would be permitted to enter the underground gas range, and explosion and fires could devastate America, because this Hugoton Panhandle Natural Gas Reserve is under all of America, literally all of America. Oxygen would be permitted in to mix with the gas, and explosions and fires could devastate America. And this, in turn, could breach the gas mains, which would also let oxygen into the mixture and explode across America. It's an amazing thing. You know, oxygen right now, for the first time since they started pumping gas in America, is getting into the underground gas reserves because of a large man-made lake called Lake Meredith. It's running dry. In effect, this lake is used to seal the oxygen from the gas. I want to explain that to you. Okay, this is something that that is kind of closing the loop for me. Okay, I went to a site that's called AmericanNightmare.org, and under an article called The Great Abyss, I want to read a piece of it to you. Okay, it says, first, I'm sure you know you cannot remove anything from anywhere without it being replaced by something else. For example, you cannot even remove a chair from your living room without it being replaced by air. Failure to replace any removed material creates a vacuum. Call it the law of replacement. The water in underground aquifers has been heavily pumped by irrigation farmers, which has lowered the water levels by 100 feet, and as a result created a partial vacuum in the aquifers. The aquifers lie beneath the HP natural gas reserve, which is under all of America. The vacuum from the removed water consequently sucks all the replacement water the energy companies have been pumping into America's natural gas reserve for the purpose of extracting gas downward to fill the void in the aquifer. As a result, a partial vacuum is then created in our natural gas reserves, which in turn draws oxygen into the reserves from the surface of the earth, mostly through vent pipes created in the drilling process, effectively converting our gas reserves into an extremely volatile bomb made of natural gas and oxygen. Although the gas reserves cover a lot of area beneath America, the aquifers are even more enormous. So removing a 100-foot depth of water creates a tremendous amount of vacuum to suck down the replacement water used by the energy companies for purposes of extracting gas, which by comparison amounts to just a few inches of water in depth. listen to this. This is, according to its own official maps, America sits on top of the Hugoton Panhandle Natural Gas Reserve, which is the largest natural gas reserve on Earth. You know, America is set up, folks, just like we're talking about the West Coast and the East Coast and the mid-section of the country. It is set up right now for judgment, and I want to explain that to you. It says the in order to extract natural gas from what is basically an enormously large, interconnected, and dry set of chambers, America's energy companies have been pumping huge amounts of water into them for just under 100 years to force the gas out and into pipelines and then on to processing plants. However, should our shallow natural gas reserve ever become ignited, the areas above would either explode or burn nevertheless. Once the gas in a given part of the chamber of our natural gas reserve reaches a point where it's no longer dense enough to be economical to extract gas from, these energy companies simply move to an area where it's more dense in hopes that the vacuum caused by the receding replacement water will eventually suck in enough gas from other areas of the reserve. Since they're all interconnected, not with big pipelines or anything, but just cracks and crevices in the earth, when the water goes down and goes into the aquifer, it puts a vacuum which draws gas back into that area. They can come back later and pump more gas, okay? Well, the law of gravity has been constantly pulling replacement water that they have previously filled that part of the gas chamber with into the water aquifers, which are located well below the gas chambers, leaving the partial vacuum that remains loaded with lower levels of natural gas. With nothing else to fill the void created by the reduced water level in the reserves, the resulting vacuum sucks air or oxygen into these huge chambers from the surface of the earth, mostly through vent pipes left from the original drilling operation. Once the oxygen to gas ratio reaches 14%, the mix in this part of the reserve becomes volatile and subject to exploding and whenever it's ignited. A mix of 21% to gas ratio causes that particular gas chamber to become a genuine, fully loaded bomb. just waiting to be ignited. At a point just 30 miles north of Pantex, where America stores its larger nuclear weapons, which, by the way, would be a strategic target, obviously, the HP reserve is less than 50 feet below the surface of the Earth and subject to being breached just by anything falling from the sky, like an airplane or a meteorite or a bomb. If that should ever take place, the entire North American continent could be subject to a series of explosions and fires until it literally ceases to exist, because the entire North American continent is literally perched on top of these gas reserves. So after the explosion, those parts that were made of heavily oil-laden shale rock would simply burn until there's nothing left, which means that the dirt itself would burn. It should be noted that the U.S. government has had its military, its best experts, scientists from America's best universities, as well as experts from Chevron Oil Company, examine these things, and they've not been able to disprove any of this. Matter of fact, they don't know what to do about it. This, you know, people think, well, some people doubt that you can actually have a fire underneath the ground, but that's absolutely proven. There's a place called, some of you know about it, Centralia, Pennsylvania, which is has been consumed by an underground coal fire.
Wow.
That still rages and has been doing this for 50 years.
Is that, like, true, or is that just like the movie Silent Hill or something?
Nope, this is really the truth. As a matter of fact, it has burned that city up and is working on several other cities around the area.
Wow.
You know, if you know that the dirt itself is burning in Centralia, the gas is coming up through the fire from the coal, is coming up through the dirt itself, and it burns. Right. And it's burning an area about 13 square miles. But it actually covers an estimated area of 10,000 cubic miles of space underneath the Earth. It's burning underneath the Earth.
Yeah.
It's been doing that for 50 years. Okay.
Wow.
The problem is, here's the big problem. The problem is that natural gas is much more volatile than coal. Okay. So this source covers an estimated 4 billion cubic miles of space.
What states is that going to blow up, Dave?
Almost all of the North American continent would be subject to this. Not saying that it would all blow up.
Except New York, right?
Yeah, right, except New York.
I know.
Almost all of North America is subject to this. The problem is there are places where the gas chambers are close to the top of the ground and some places where they're much deeper. I'm suspecting, of course, the shallower places would be the places where it would burn out and it would catch fire and so on and so forth. But here's what I want to share with you. This has already happened before in a smaller way. In Hutchinson, Kansas, pressurized gas came spewing out of the earth into an unsuspecting wedding party in store,
wow.
A wedding party store and in downtown Hutchinson. And It burned the businesses up around that area. It killed a couple of people, and that was in a town of 40,000. And down the road from there, a mobile home park exploded at the same time.
Wow.
From the very same natural gas. This is not gas lines now. This is coming up out of the earth, okay? It was 3 miles away, and it exploded too, 3 miles away. So you see, these are interconnected. That's what's happening here is an interconnecting of all this underground stuff. Now, something is happening right now that has never happened before in the history of pumping gas in America. Let me explain this to you. And God is setting up America for a judgment down the road, folks. Some of you are going to wonder, why would God judge America? Well, let me tell you briefly that you don't know what America's going to do to the saints. Soon you're going to know what America's going to do to the saints. Then you'll understand why God's going to judge America. Okay? It'll become obvious. Okay? America's energy companies have been using big twin locomotive size diesel engines at a place called Sanford, Texas, which is just north of Pantex, in order to turn incredibly huge water pumps. These pumps remove water from a man-made lake called Meredith Lake. It was created by a dam constructed on the Canadian River, a little north of America's Pantex nuclear storage facility. Then the water is forced down into the earth at Sanford, Texas. And in other words, they are replacing the vacated area from which they have removed trillions of cubic feet of gas and oil with water. They pump it down into the earth from this Lake Meredith, and they force the gas out by pumping the water in, okay? And they call that water replacement. Well, due to the Panhandle Reserve being overworked since the early 1900s, there are now huge pockets of natural gas all around the Pantex nuclear storage facility. However, in this instance, if the HP reserve ever explodes, it will not actually set off these nuclear weapons, but something more catastrophic than if all of them went off at once, and that is this whole gas field would be going up in an explosion, okay? Yeah. It would vaporize the nuclear weapons that America has, okay? Let me point something out to you. If that lake would ever run dry, the lake that they use for pumping down into the water, down into the gas fields, in order to force the gas to be under pressure. See, gas under pressure is not a problem, okay? It's when it loses its pressure that it becomes a problem. You can have a hole in a gas pipeline. Your stove is a good example. You can turn your stove on, and the flame does not go inside the pipe and explode, because as long as the pressure is blowing it away, it's not going to do that. The oxygen can't get in, you see. So here's the really bad news, okay? The really bad news is that the minute the pumps stop working that are being used to pump the water from Lake Meredith into the HP Reserve, which would, of course, happen when the Canadian River dries up, which it is doing right now.
Wow.
This gargantuous reservoir of water man has created within the HP Reserve will sink into the earth due to gravity, creating a very temporary extreme vacuum, which will then suck even more atmosphere down into what has been our reserve replacement water, down in and mixing it with the gas. Oxygen is all that that gas needs to explode, even underground. That's all it needs. Well, Lake Meredith, which the locals around there now refer to as Lake Grasslands,
yeah.
Because that was... it's at the bottom now. It's a big grassy field. It used to be a very deep lake. It's a big grassy field. The water is running out. Lake Meredith is a swampy mud hole in the middle where it used to pump water, and there water is running out. Well, the problem with this is when the water runs from Lake Meredith, they don't have this seal to keep the oxygen from going down in and mixing with the gas. You know, if you think natural gas is a problem when it's under pressure, just consider what's going to take place when there is no more water available to pressurize it, and the water that is there sinks down into the aquifers, sucking the air down into the gas chambers. What is being created from this point on is a gigantic bomb under the earth. You know, this Lake Meredith, in June of 2006, had already been reduced from its normal 190-foot depth to only 56-foot. And in October of 2007, Lake Meredith has been reduced to a little more than a giant mud hole. And there's no longer enough water in sections of Lake Grassland to swim in. The problem is that Lake Meredith, a normally very deep man-made lake surrounded with steep cliffs, which has always been the water source for the pumping station at Sanford, Texas, which supplied replacement water for gas wells as far away as northern Montana, has now been reduced to just a little more than a mud hole. And once this process can no longer be maintained, because, by the way, the Canadian River now, the water in the Canadian River does not reach Lake Meredith anymore. It just ceased to have enough feed to go there. This is the first time in history this has happened. This is the first time in history we've come to this place where there is such a danger that the government and the people who are studying it don't know what to do about it. It's the most serious situation, and Americans are totally in the dark concerning it. It's a most serious situation. The Lake Meredith is less than 2% full, and the drought is so bad that the Canadian River just doesn't even reach it anymore. Well, like I said, once they stop pumping the water down into the earth to pressurize the gas, the water that is in there is going to sink down into the aquifer, sucking oxygen through the vent pipes, through any crevice in the earth, whatever. And when this stops, then if you have any kind of an attack on America that breaches one of these shallow parts, like it's right there next to Pantex, if it was to breach something like that, you'd have fires all over America. And literally, this has been proven because it's happened in a smaller way, as I pointed out. You know, I'm not saying that all of America would blow sky high, but probably because the mixture of oxygen would not be as complete in some places as other places. Mm. But as that water sinks down, it's going to suck oxygen in from everywhere. Do you know that there are cities like Fort Worth where, I think I remember correctly, last year, in Fort Worth, people were going out in their backyard. It's one of those shallow places for the gas reserve. They were going out in their backyards and punching down in the earth and drilling for gas. And you know what? Just stop and think about it, folks. When the pressure is gone from that gas reserve, it's not naturally and normally pressurized. When it's gone, anybody, any crazy yahoo, could go out there and drop something down one of those vent pipes and blow it.
We have safety rules that car drivers and people who are walking
and totally blow up something terrible. So you know what I'm thinking is that this thing that Dimitru was described by the angel of this gas coming up out of the earth and burning up out of the earth and exploding all the gas lines and everything, I think it has something to do with just what we're talking about here. God has prepared something that is truly going to darken the sun and the moon and the stars, and it's not just nuclear weapons. And it does happen when America or Babylon is attacked by the nations with nuclear weapons. And it just seems like the Lord is showing us something to put the fear of God in people. He is showing us how that a judgment is going to fall on America before the great and terrible day of the Lord. And he has prepared this for judgment. Again, I know there's a lot of patriotic people out there listening to me wondering, why would God judge America? Open your eyes. Look what's happening right now. Why would God send such a flood that he'd wipe out a major source of food and the food companies that process the food? He just did it. He just wiped them out. And on the West Coast, fires, 840 fires, started by lightning, a very freak thing, wiping that out. Tornadoes marching through the middle of the country, wiping out parts of the country. Folks, we haven't seen anything yet. If you haven't figured out that God is mad yet, you better get your eyes open, because a lot worse things are coming down the road. God has prepared things like we were talking about. California, the East Coast, the Gulf Coast. The Gulf Coast is going to be ravaged by monster hurricanes, and when that's through, there's going to be a tsunami that's going to come up in the Gulf there and hit all of the Gulf states. Tremendous judgments are prepared for this world. But you know what, folks? It's going to happen, because America is going to persecute the saints. America is going to kill the saints. America is going to persecute the saints, let me tell you, worldwide.
Wow.
Get ready for it, folks, because God has prepared judgment from the foundation of this world. He created this world with foresight and and seeing the end from the beginning, he prepared this world for judgments to happen in certain places on this earth.
That's right.
And I'm convinced that this is one of them.
That's right. Well, praise God. America'sLastDays.com is David's website. Listen, this is just unbelievable. More stuff that could manifest with gas explosions, coal, floods. Who knows what kind of hurricane season's coming up, right?
Right.
And listen, people, time to get ready, real and right. This is it. It's manifesting signs of the times all around you. And we touched on earlier, witchcraft manifesting, people seeking. That just invokes more judgment. More witchcraft manifesting, and more judgment going to manifest. And we got to believe in this hour. It's time to call people to run to the cross. It's the only thing that's going to save you, me, anybody out there, to throw down Ouija boards, witchcraft, divinations, mediums, seances, tarot cards, all these things manifesting. And what David's talking about, this is the outcome of all these rebellion, is the manifestations of judgment. And then, of course, later on, the wrath of God will be poured out. So, David, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Praise God. Watchman Radio saying farewell. We will be back by the grace of God next week. Farewell, everybody.